Chapter 4. Attraction. Summary. When secrets are revealed, Peter's life changes in a different way than he expected. Like Peter, Eddie started coming to the bar a few times a week, and often they came together after work. Both thrived with the newfound possibilities to be themselves in a safe context and learn much about their own identities. But their civilian lives were not the only thing they learned something about. After the first few times they met in the bar, Matt and Peter started helping each other out when either Daredevil or Spider-Man needed some support in protecting their neighborhood. And from time to time, Matt also introduced Peter to other vigilantes, both in costume and in the bar. After a particularly long and difficult fight that brought both of them into the unfamiliar territory of Brooklyn to fight alongside a few of the Avengers, a handful of mutants, and the other defenders, some of the heroes involved decided to go to the bar together. It was usually open into the early hours of the morning for this exact purpose, to provide a safe and comfortable environment for heroes and vigilantes to regroup, calm down, and, if necessary, get medical attention. No one was seriously hurt. They were just all exhausted and covered in dust and debris. Tony, Jessica, and the mutants had decided to take the direct route home, but Danny, Kalina, and Luke, and Clint, Matt, and Peter were sitting on one of the bigger tables in the back. They were all still in costume. Bucky was leaning over Matt to stitch a cut on his shoulder, and Clint and Peter were holding ice packs to their aching ribs.
How often do I have to tell you to stop binding when you go out to get your asses handed to you?
After making sure no one needed immediate medical attention, Bucky made both of them change out of their uniform and into oversized hoodies.
One day you are going to get yourselves killed because of that.
They lectured, pressing a gauze pad over the sutures. Before either of them could answer, though, the door was pushed open and everyone turned. They could just catch a glimpse of smooth black and a quick flash of massive teeth before Eddie entered. Matt, who was the only one who hadn't turned, held his head tilted, and the others were staring at the young reporter open mouth.
The fuck?
Clint was the first to catch himself again, and his voice seemed to break everyone else, including Eddie, who was still holding the half-open door, from their stare. He let the door fall closed and walked into the middle of the room.
I can explain.
He pressed out, but stopped in his tracks when the brighter light in the back fully revealed the faces of the unmasked vigilantes to him. This time, Bucky was the first to speak.
Okay, this is a first, even for me.
They quickly taped down the gauze they were still holding, then got up and walked towards Eddie.
Do you need any medical attention?
No, I can't get hurt as long as we're connected.
He answered and let Bucky push him towards one of the free seats at the table.
That's a nice change. Take a seat. Do you need anything else? Food? Water? Alcohol?
I'm hungry, Eddie!
A small version of Venom's face formed over Eddie's shoulder and everyone jumped at the deep voice that came from it.
Stop it!
Eddie hissed at it before taking a deep breath and sitting down.
Do you have chocolate or tater tots?
He sighed after Venom vanished.
I'll see what I can find.
Bucky blinked and stayed in the same spot for a moment, opening and closing their mouth again but ultimately just leaving for the kitchen. Until the door swung shut behind them, no one moved. But once again, the sound seemed to bring everyone back to reality.
You're Venom?
Danny asked at the exact same time as Eddie turned to Peter and asked,
You are Spider-Man?
And for this, we've been keeping all the secrets?
Clint asked into the silence that followed.
Matt, you can't tell me you nothing about this.
He turned to his boyfriend with a disbelieving glare.
I knew something was off about him the first time he walked in here. I just couldn't place it. And I have met Venom, like, twice.
He snapped back, flushing one of the ibuprofen tablets Bucky had left on the table down with the last swig of his beer.
What do you mean something is off about me?
Eddie asked, irritated and now eyeing Matt instead of Peter.
How does that work, anyway?
Matt sighed. He was starting to get really tired of having to explain his abilities to every vigilante in the city.
I have heightened senses since I lost my sight.
He turned to face Eddie so he could see Matt's unfocused eyes and would hopefully believe it without any more explanation.
I can't see anything. But my other senses can more than make up for it. I can smell venom on you, and I can hear that your heartbeat is different.
So, any more secrets anyone wants to share tonight?
Bucky asked when they came back from the kitchen, with a big plate each of fries and nachos, a portion of tater tots, and a few bars of chocolate.
Because I think I've had enough surprises for a while.
No one answered, but it was still clear that everyone agreed with that statement.
Another round?
Bucky suggested, taking a look at the seven overtired and overwhelmed faces and collecting the empty bottles when everyone nodded and grumbled in agreement.
Eat before it gets cold.
They instructed, and with that, everyone started moving almost at once. Clint was the first to take a bite, and he immediately moaned,
Oh, I love you, Bucky.
Without even swallowing.
You too, buddy.
Bucky laughed, pressing a fresh bottle into Clint's hand and messing his hair up before going on to the others. Tired, hurting, and overwhelmed as they all were, no one questioned much of what had happened that night until they met again in the bar. In the office of the Daily Bugle, Peter and Eddie had both made it to point not to cross each other's path, and with the help of their combined powers, it had actually worked. So when Eddie walked into the bar a few days later, that was the first time they met again. Peter was sitting with Clint and Matt at their usual table. Earlier in the evening, a few other friends had joined them and left again, and now Peter was also about to try and get some sleep before his classes early the next morning. But just as he emptied his bottle and was about to get up, Matt put his hand on his arm.
Wait a moment.
Peter threw him an annoyed glance.
Can you be any more cryptic?
Clint tilted his hat and screwed up his face.
What?
His hearing aids had died about 30 minutes earlier, and Peter was still not good enough to sign with him, so he got by mostly with lip reading.
Cryptic.
Peter fingerspelled slowly. Clint looked at his boyfriend up and down, then shrugged.
He probably had something interesting a block away. Give it a moment.
Peter rolled his eyes and looked at his phone until Matt tapped his arm again. Just when Peter looked up, the door opened behind him.
Don't look so smug. I could do that too.
He told him and turned around to see Eddie walking in. The usually wary, confident man looked almost shy.
Eddie!
Peter called him over. He tried for an inviting smile, but probably missed. Still, after getting a beer at the bar, Eddie joined them, even if he didn't take a seat. For a moment, no one knew quite how to start the conversation until the two young photographers started speaking almost at the same time.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you. Practically no one knows about Venom. There's just no easy way of telling someone, hey, by the way, I have an alien symbiote.
Eddie didn't look at Peter while he talked. Peter got up while he spoke and rested a hand on Eddie's arm.
I know I should have told you, but I couldn't risk anyone finding out. The other guys only found out by accident, too.
When both had finished talking over each other, Matt scolded.
Don't talk over each other. I can't sign that fast.
Clint was the only one who laughed at the joke, but it still did as Matt had intended, as some of the tension left the other two, too.
But honestly, secret identities are complicated enough when only one person has one. This was like three times the drama. No one had any ill intentions about hiding their identity.
I was actually trying to come up with a way of telling you guys. I just didn't know where to begin yet.
Eddie admitted it, taking the free seat opposite Peter. Peter looked at him for a moment. When he spoke, his voice cracked a little with nervousness.
Please don't think I don't trust you. I wanted to tell you pretty early on. I just... Like you said, it's hard to explain.
I think we're all on the same page here.
Matt took on the role of counselor between them.
So I'd suggest we just forget about the whole chaos and work together from here on out. I'm sure Venom and you could be a great help for a lot of us. And I can tell you from first-hand experience that vigilante work gets a lot easier when you share it with others.
He frowned and waved at Clint before signing something Peter didn't understand.
I'm tired, okay? And it's not like I'm really part of the problem. I didn't hide anything. Everything there is to know about me, you know.
He yawned and stretched.
I'll go and annoy Bucky and see if they have some nachos left.
Matt rolled his eyes behind his red glasses but nodded and pulled Clint in for a quick kiss before he left. But Peter only noticed all of that on the side, as Eddie had taken his hand that was resting on the table.
I don't want to lie to you anymore. And there are a lot of things about me and about Venom I'd like to tell you.
He looked down and to the side and hissed under his breath.
Yes, I'm trying. Will you shut up now?
When he looked up again, a blush was spreading all the way to the hem of his t-shirt.
I'm not sure if I'm reading this correctly, and I have no idea how to do this, but I really want to spend more time with you and see if this maybe goes somewhere.
I'm going to make sure Clint doesn't eat too much cheese.
Matt asked, clearly looking for an excuse to leave the two alone.
You do that.
Pizza answered, trying to suppress his laughter. When he looked back at Eddie, he couldn't help but smile.
You're not reading that wrong. I'd love to. And I'd love to learn more about Venom. He seems very interesting.
They.
Eddie corrected.
Venom's agender.
Oh, sorry. I'd love to get to know them.
Do you have plans tonight?
Eddie asked, clearly forcing himself to actually ask the question burning in his mind. Peter felt himself turn even redder than before.
This sounds like a stupid excuse, but I promise it's not. I have a really important class first thing tomorrow, and I was actually just about to leave before you came here. Matt heard you coming, and that's the reason I'm still here.
For a second, Peter could see the sadness in Eddie's eyes before he answered.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Peter scrambled to find a new plan.
What about tomorrow? We could go for pizza or something after work. Then we have much more time anyway.
Peter gestured, putting his other hand where Eddie was still holding his.
I really want to, but today is just not the right timing.
This time, Eddie smiled and agreed.
Okay, tomorrow after work. I'm looking forward to it.
For a moment, they shared a comfortable silence until Matt and Clint came back with suspiciously good timing. Peter narrowed his eyes and studied Matt's expression for a moment.
You were eavesdropping on us,
he accused.
Why would you leave just so you could listen in on what we were saying from the other side of the room?
What? Matt would never.
Clint said sarcastically. He was clearing a plate of nachos and Peter was almost worried he would bite whoever dared to get close to it.
You two were awkward enough. You don't need a third wheel. Plus, Bucky did have nachos and I wanted some.
So what happened? Matt won't tell me and I can't hear you from the other side of the room.
You can't even hear them from this side of the room.
Matt crept back, and when he stole a nacho with a particularly big portion of cheese, Peter felt his spider senses tingle for a split second.